Protests over police brutality against black people continued for a seventh evening last night in Louisville. There were protests downtown, but there were also protests out east in the suburban area of St. Matthews. Stephanie Wolf of member station WFPL takes us there.
People packed each street corner of the intersection of Breckenridge Lane and Shelbyville Road in St. Matthews. They hold up signs and chant the names of two Louisvillians shot and killed by law enforcement, Breonna Taylor and David McAtee. All against the very loud backdrop of people honking their car horns as they drive by. Kayla Meisner remembers seeing the first night of protest in Louisville unfold on the news. She and her boyfriend watched together and thought about joining the demonstrations. They've been a little nervous.
Then we go Friday with the same mentality. This is something we're fighting for, but we're scared of this.
Meisner, who is black and works at the University of Louisville, says the protest felt peaceful Friday, but it had a very different vibe when it got dark. Officers fired off tear gas, and she says it was unnerving to be in the crowd as everyone tried to escape the gas.
And we ended up getting hurt and tear gassed, and I had a pepper bullet bomb blow up on my leg.
And that's what led her to work with some friends to organize protest in St. Matthews, an affluent eastern suburb of Louisville.
That was the whole point of coming here, is we're somewhere where police probably won't tear gas. And it's probably in the suburban white neighborhood.
They've been coming to this spot since Sunday. Meisner says they try to get everyone to leave at 8 p.m. each night to give them plenty of time to get home before the mayor's 9 p.m. curfew. The plan is to return to this spot every night from 4 to 8 p.m. with Saturday off, and they'll come here every night as long as it takes until they start to see change. Those changes include abolishing no-knock warrants, getting elected officials to address police use of force, gaining transparency with law enforcement, and firing and revoking the pensions of the officers who killed Taylor and McAtee. Meisner says she's never organized anything like this before.
Some people love the idea, some people hate it. I mean, I'm not a professional activist, I'm not at all, but I feel like we're doing something really good out here. It feels good.
Elizabeth Walker Burns lives nearby and says she wanted to check the area out after having participated in protests downtown. She also wants to protest without the fear of tear gas and stinging pepper balls, which is what led her here to keep asking for justice.
We're just looking for us to peacefully protest so that individuals are aware that this is a bigger issue than just what has happened in our community, what has happened in Minnesota, but what's going on all over the United States.
It's not entirely free of what law enforcement calls non-lethal weapons. At one point, the protesters start to walk down Shelbyville Road. Police cars follow behind with their sirens blaring. St. Matthews Police Chief Barry Wilkinson says an officer fired off pepper balls into the asphalt to get people back on the sidewalks. Protester Ashton Warrington quickly tries to get the crowd back to the street corners. Warrington believes it's important to protest in St. Matthews.
We feel like if there's going to be change and there's going to be reform, it needs to be out amongst the people who have some sort of push or money or power to say that this is what needs to change.
He says seeing so many faces out tonight of different ages and different skin tones is a beautiful thing.
We need this multitude of like race and color and you know, age, like whether you're 8 years old or 65 years old, you should be able to see that what is happening to black Americans is not right.
Warrington says they really want to keep things chill. Much of the crowd leaves around 8, and as they head back to their cars, a protester crossing the street calls out to them. Same time, same place tomorrow. I'm Stephanie Wolf in Louisville.